Good morning, and thank you for joining us for Ganoderma in the Clinic, presented by Health Concerns. Today's webinar will go until 10 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. There will be a period of time set aside at the end of today's class to answer your questions. You can submit questions during the webinar through the dialog box located on the questions pane. Ganoderma in the Clinic is taught by Andrew Gettert. Andrew began his studies with master herbalists from both the United States and China. He is the founder and president of Health Concerns, the first company in America to produce traditional Chinese formulas for professionals. In addition to being an internationally recognized authority on herbal medicine, Mr. Gettert is a lecturer and the author of several books, including Healing Digestive Disorders, Healing Immune Disorders, Healing Skin Disorders, Digestive Health Now, and Chinese Herbs in the Western Clinic. And now, here's Andrew.
For about 30 years, I've been trying to answer the question, can Ganoderma and other medicinal mushrooms cure cancer? And basically, what I've found is that that these herbs actually have a tremendous opportunity to help cancer patients, but we can't necessarily say that they cure cancer at this point. And so this investigation has taken me to the back alleys of Chinatown, clinics all over the world, organic farms. And one of the things I found is that basically in Japan, they pretty much use Ganoderma as a standalone. In China, they use Ganoderma as adjunct to TCM. In America, unfortunately, the use of Ganoderma is very haphazard. People take a variety of products, and practitioners really don't understand a lot about these products and how they are characterized. So I hope to shed some light on that. I did get some excellent questions, so do want to thank you for submitting your questions in advance. If you do have any further questions, you can put them into the dialog, type them into the dialog box to the right. This is meant to be a companion to our other recent webinars on medicinal mushrooms. The introductory workshop was held about a month or two ago called Medicinal Mushrooms. I taught a four-hour CE class, which is available on the web, called Science of Medicinal Mushrooms. And more recently, last month, we did a class called Cordyceps for Immune Health. So this is Ganoderma at the Clinic. So first I want to talk a little bit about the herbalist mindset. So remember, as a practicing herbalist, you're really not a health coach. So an herbalist typically is somebody who knows, and the patient's somebody who wants to know. The health coach's role is basically to explore various options and select the best options for the client. So for almost 100 years in California, Chinese herbs have been practiced in California in the following method. People make an assessment or a diagnosis. They select the appropriate herbs or formula, and then they dispense. So oftentimes we fall into coaching when we're half diagnosing, answering questions, and then answering more questions. That's not necessarily professional herbology. So let's go into Ganoderma and how we can use this in the clinic to really help our patients. So in terms of traditional Chinese medicine, Ganoderma calms the spirit, augments the heart qi, tonifies heart blood, tonifies lung qi, transforms phlegm, tonifies qi, and nourishes blood. Now, it's important to remember that this will apply to health concerns formulas, and if you can purchase Ganoderma in whole mushroom form and are willing to cook it for a long period of time, that's what this applies to. So the bottom line is, if you're using a concentration of the spores, or if you're using a tincture of mushrooms, if you're using the what I call the P90X type mushrooms, these are high-tech mushroom products, if you're using vials of mushrooms from Chinatown, if you're using mycelium products, none of this applies. So this just applies to the whole mushrooms or using health concerns formulas, which are basically concentrations of the whole mushrooms. So the dosage of Ganoderma is very important. So if you do purchase Ganoderma, you need to make sure you're selecting the right one. All the research, or 90% of the research, is done on the red Ganoderma lucidum. So you want to make sure that if you're using a preparation other than health concerns, that it's using the right genus and species, the right species of Ganoderma. So So if you're using the health concerns product, or you just basically use the dosage on the label, if you're preparing a decoction of Ganoderma, you basically want to use about an ounce, 20 or 30 grams. You want to simmer it for about 8 hours, and that's your product. So what we do at Health Concerns is we basically make the tea into a tablet, so that we use a powdered extract. So clinical dosage of Ganoderma, again, is using a well-characterized product. It's not using mycelium. It's not using a spore. It's not using a tincture. It's using extraction of the whole mushroom, and this is typically dried extract, so it's converting the liquid tea into a tablet or capsule. Basically, you're talking about 6 to 9 tablets a day of Health Concerns formulas, or about 1 ounce of the well-cooked decoction. So dosage is very, very important. So what happens in the American clinic too often is that, let me ask you a question. Would you, if you have a bad pain and you have a child or a loved one, would you give them half a tablet of aspirin for their neck pain? Would you basically tell them, okay, take half an aspirin, and then I want you to crush the half tablet of aspirin, and then I want you to decoct it for 6 hours and drink it? So would you do that? No. The way you take aspirin is you take a therapeutic dosage, which is typically two tablets of aspirin a day. You don't grind it. You just simply take it with water. So it's really important to use these mushrooms the way they're studied, and that's one of the special things that I learned in my studies of Ganoderma, is that many people were applying some Ganoderma science to a product that really didn't represent the whole mushroom at all. So there's many types of products. As I've mentioned, there are these high-tech products, there are liquid vials of Ganoderma, there are tinctures, there are mycelium products, there's spores and spore oils. Unfortunately, there's very little evidence that any of these products are effective. So all the research is pretty much done on spray concentrated extracts like found in Health Concerns products, or decocting whole mushrooms and using about 20 to 30 grams a day of whole mushroom tea. Now, one of the things you might know about, you should know about Ganoderma, is that it can cause a rash. It's like a hive reaction. It's very rare. I think I've only seen it in 30 years twice. And you basically stop taking it if you do get this hive-like reaction to Ganoderma. Also, excuse me. Also, I recommend Ganoderma in particular in formula, as part of an herbal formula, because it can be difficult to digest. And that's why when we combine it in the form of courtesang or power mushrooms, we're combining herbs that have a digestant effect to the Ganoderma to make sure that your clients can absorb the Ganoderma. Now, there's a lot of science to Ganoderma, and again, this would apply to a powdered extract such as found in the Health Concerns Pharmacopoeia, or boiling up 1 ounce of mushrooms and every day and drinking that. So numerous studies have reported anti-tumor activity in animal models. So we can't necessarily say that this cures cancer, but there are many mechanisms why this is a very good herb to use, and I would add use in a formula for cancer patients. It inhibits sarcoma 180. It enhances the production of interleukin-6, which is an immune modulating component, and nitric oxide, which is good for the heart. It specifically protects against adriamycin-induced toxicity. So one of the reasons we like to use Ganoderma and power mushrooms with cancer patients so much is that it treats fatigue. It promotes oxygen utilization, especially when it's used with other herbs like cordyceps found in the courtesang. And then it reduces the toxicity of the chemotherapy agents. Ganoderma is hepatoprotective. It treats chronic bronchitis, treats chronic fatigue. And so when I talk about my sort of top three uses of Ganoderma, it's in a formula, and it's for immune and autoimmune conditions, lung health, and chronic fatigue. So this would be people that have chronic fatigue syndrome or chronic fatigue in the context of another illness or condition. It has been used to decrease herpes zoster pain, and then it has antiviral activity as well. So components in Ganoderma have the following actions. Ganoderma can inhibit histamine release. So Ganoderma, as I mentioned, a top three use of Ganoderma is for allergic conditions. So whether it's allergic rhinitis, we would use the Cortiseng formula. If it's a chronic bronchitis, we typically would use Ganoderma in the Cortiseng formula. If it's more immunologically based immune disorder, we may either use the Cortiseng or the power mushrooms, depending upon the condition. It's hepatoprotective. The Ganoderma mushroom, more found in health concerns. It has some mild ACE inhibiting properties. So this doesn't mean you throw out your ACE inhibitor drugs and just take Ganoderma, but it does mean that this is it is one of the components that make Ganoderma heart healthy. Ganoderma is particularly used in China and Japan to inhibit the synthesis of cholesterol. It also has anti-inflammatory activity, which is one of the reasons that makes it so effective for asthma and for people that have other type of chronic bronchitis type conditions. It induces cell death of cancer cells. It inhibits viral induction. And then again, we see that it has anti-tumor effects in laboratory animals. So they actually have animals with cancer, and they give them typically injections of Ganoderma or components of Ganoderma, and in some cases they can show a complete or partial tumor inhibition from the Ganoderma. So in the United States we say that it benefits cancer patients more than actually targets the cancer cells directly, although it seems to have some selective cancer cell ability as well. Now, Ganoderma is said to be a CNS sedating type of ingredient, and one of the questions that people ask me is about is its antidepressant effects, and I would think that it's mild, and as a sedative, again, it's very mild. So pretty much if a person has immune disorders or autoimmune disorders, they have breathing problems or lung disorders, and they have chronic fatigue, in those contexts, this is a good beneficial herb, but there are much stronger sedating or better herbs for anxiety or depression. Again, I like to use the power mushrooms combination, which is 40% Ganoderma, and this has antimicrobial properties, and we particularly use power mushrooms with prolonged colds and flus. That is, the person's a week or two or three into the cold and flu, they're just not getting better. A great use of power mushrooms is in those conditions. It's used to modulate the immune system. So in my first investigations of Ganoderma, we actually used this with HIV-positive patients, and we really carefully monitored them to make sure that the Ganoderma that we were using was not causing any kind of rebound reaction or adverse effects, and the response was generally very, very good. So again, the Ganoderma preparations like power mushrooms didn't necessarily cure them of HIV, but it did help their immune system and did help them fight off infections. Let's look at some of the clinical effects of Ganoderma. It has antioxidant effects. It lowers blood sugar. It's hypoglycemic. It has a history of use in cancer, including spontaneous cases of remission. So when I first investigated the use of Ganoderma, I was visiting clinics all over California, and I was finding that people basically didn't have a lot of experience. They'd heard a lot of stories about Ganoderma, but there wasn't a lot of clinical experience. I did find some practitioners that had used Ganoderma in the clinic in the Chinese hospitals, and one individual who was familiar with its use in Japan, where it's used as a single ingredient. Again, I recommend using Ganoderma in conjunction with other herbs because it can be a little bit difficult to digest. So again, one of the mechanisms of action where it's anti-allergic, it's immunomodulating, and also it's anti-inflammatory effects. One of the experimental research done on a Ganoderma formula showed that it, with other herbs, and some of these herbs are currently unavailable due to FDA restrictions, have a protective effect against food allergies. So if you do have an allergic child or somebody with a lot of allergic symptoms, I do think that Cortisang, Ganoderma in the form of Cortisang, would be a great formula to use long term. Basically, many preparations, particularly those used in China, have shown improved heart function. In the United States, we don't use Ganoderma much for heart function because they're better ingredients, more researched ingredients. And then finally, most Americans are really scared about using herbs rather than they're afraid that they might conflict with their cardiovascular medications. So my experience is that most Americans for heart conditions go see their cardiologist or their MD. They don't really want to go to the alternative clinic. Again, it has mild anti-hypertensive effects. As I mentioned, I don't believe this is a great ingredient for either insomnia or anxiety, but it's a great formula for somebody that has immune problems and maybe a little anxious. I would still use preparations like Schisandra Dreams that actually treat the insomnia directly rather than something that works indirectly on insomnia like Ganoderma. Basically, one of the ways that we use this formula is for so-called autoimmune diseases, and one of them is rheumatoid arthritis. So basically, Ganoderma may inhibit the production of rheumatoid arthritis fibroblasts through NFK-beta transcription. That's an inflammatory marker. Ganoderma may help avoid Alzheimer's disease. It may be an inhibitor of beta amyloid toxicity. So again, I wouldn't want to tell anybody that this is going to cure your Alzheimer's disease, but for somebody that has immune disorders, this may be an additional reason to take Ganoderma long term. So one of the things I found in the Western clinic is that yes, people were using Ganoderma. They were oftentimes using these products that are poorly characterized, and we don't really know how they work or what's in them. Again, these are the spores, the spore oil, the tinctures, the vials sold in Chinatown. We don't really know how these work, right? So one of the things we find is the use of these type of preparations in the Western clinic. The other problem is that it's hard to find real true believers of natural medicine once an American has cancer, right? So they typically take 20 different supplements, and then they take one or two tablets or capsules of a Ganoderma formula, and then they go, it didn't work. And then the practitioner goes, oh, it didn't work? Well, I won't use Ganoderma anymore. Well, they really never took Ganoderma. They took the half aspirin dosage of Ganoderma. So you really want to follow the health concerns dosages on the labels, or you want to use about 30 grams of a decoction of Ganoderma that you make yourself. We say that it has anti-aging effects because it helps the cardiovascular, neurological, and immune systems. I've shared with you my experience at Ganoderma in the Western Clinic. In general, people use poorly characterized products. They don't know how these products are processed or how to process the whole herb, and people end up taking oftentimes not a good product or not enough of the correct product. One of the great applications of a true Ganoderma extract is for chronic fatigue. It improves insomnia and fatigue. Again, it improves insomnia a little bit, and it improves fatigue a lot of it. And this is how people can get over a chronic fatigue or chronic fatigue syndrome. Hyperlipidemia, Ganoderma is in our formula astragalic, and this is a good regenerator of the cardiovascular system. Again, this is not a widely, you don't get a lot of people coming into your acupuncture clinic for angina pectoris. This is, you know, basically chest condition where there's a lot of pain and oftentimes a regular heartbeat, but this is one of the uses of Ganoderma in the Chinese clinic. Big usage is in chronic bronchitis. Again, for the prolonged stages of a cold or flu, I typically use power mushrooms. If I'm using somebody that has chronic bronchitis, COPD, that type of thing, I want to use the cortisane because it has Ganoderma, astragalus, and also cordyceps. By the way, Ganoderma is also known as Ling Jir. In southern China, it's known as Ling Qi. And the Japanese call it reishi mushroom. Hepatitis, again, there are better formulas to regenerate the liver, but many people with hepatitis and chronic hepatitis are very fatigued. And this plus the immune parameters are one of the benefits of taking Ganoderma. Leukopenia, when we first started seeing AIDS patients in the 1980s, leukopenia was a huge issue, and we had, in general, really good response to people taking power mushrooms and taking power mushrooms for months and even years in some cases. We use Ganoderma preparations, including power mushrooms and cortisane, for a wide range of immune disorders. Again, it improves the chemotherapy outcomes by modulating the immune system and reducing the toxicity of certain chemotherapeutic agents. Another use of Ganoderma is that it prevents altitude sickness. So if I go to the Himalayas or that part of the world, I like to take cortisane with me because it has astragalus, Ganoderma, and also cordyceps. All three of them are very good for altitude sickness. Now, if you're prone to altitude sickness, generally you'd want to take this for a couple weeks before you go up to the high altitude, while you're at the high altitude, and then for a few days or weeks after the high altitude. That's particularly people that are going, this is particularly an issue if you do or you are susceptible to a high altitude sickness, or you're going up to really high Everest type altitudes. We're not talking about 5,000 feet, we're talking about 10,000 feet and above. Ganoderma increases white blood cell counts, platelet counts, and hemoglobin. It's neuroprotective, it's an immune modulator. It's chemo and radioprotective, promotes interleukin-2 and enhanced cytotoxicity of T lymphocytes. So it's said in lay language, Ganoderma is said to rev up or turn on the immune system. And then it's possible anti-cancer effects through an inhibition of plasminogen activator and receptor, suppresses cell adhesion and cell migration, inhibits breast and prostate cancer in cell cultures. Ganoderma formulas. So the two main Ganoderma formulas that we produce, Health Concerns produces, are power mushrooms, which is a combination of red Ganoderma. So you want to use red Ganoderma because this is the one with 90 to 95% of the research on it. Tremella, which is Bimuar, which is a very good herb for lung health. Poria is a digestant mushroom, which helps make the Ganoderma more bioavailable. Polyporus is used for swellings and also has some effects on immune modulation. Cortisane contains cordyceps fruiting body, which is Dongsheng Shaocao, red Ganoderma, astragalus, American ginseng, licorice, and ginger. So power mushrooms is neutral. The cortisane is maybe slightly warming. The power mushrooms is in tablets. Cortisane is in tablets and also powder. So some of my clients that have HIV or immune disorders, what they do is they basically put half a teaspoon of cortisane powder into their medicinal smoothie that may contain protein or may just contain a lot of fruits. And they may also take the tableted version between meals as well. Power mushrooms is particularly good for lingering colds and flus. Cortisane is particularly good for lung and kidney support. And then power mushrooms particularly addresses dampness and swellings. So let's look at power mushrooms in greater detail. Power mushrooms enhances immune function. It contains herbs that it may have anti-tumor effect according to Chinese and Japanese research, boosts energy, useful for autoimmune disorders. So I've had over the years about a handful of patients who have been able to get off of their wheelchair, out of their wheelchair for the first time in many months or years due to power mushrooms. It's that strong in terms of energizing and fatigue, anti-fatigue potential. Power mushrooms is also useful for prolonged colds and flus and asthma and can be used as an adjunct to chemo and radiotherapy. Now let's look at cortisone. It's for fatigue associated with chronic illness or during recovery from severe acute illness or operation. It strengthens the immune function. It's particularly good for kidney and also for lung complaints, both the western and eastern lung and kidneys. It improves oxygen performance and utilization. So many athletes like to use cortisone because it has that those big three, cordyceps, Ganoderma, and astragalus for the lungs. Again, astragalus is also an formula for hyperlipidemia, which contains Ganoderma. And then Enhance, which is one of the formulas that we used, we've used since the 1980s for immune for HIV positive patients. And this also contains Ganoderma as one of several ingredients in the formula. Okay, so at this time, we also have a formula that's very good for lung yin deficient conditions. So if there's a dry cough, that's dry cough, asthma, bronchitis, pneumonia, and tuberculosis, then we would want to consider using Tremelimumab or American ginseng. So if a person has a regular immune deficiency syndrome, we use Enhance. If they're more prone to dry cough and having an autoimmune condition or immune condition, then we use Tremelimumab or American ginseng. Okay, so at this point, I'd like to take some questions that have been submitted in advance. Maybe Lori can give me the questions that have been come in recently because I don't have them on my screen. So I'll start answering the questions that have already been submitted in advance. Somebody said, some mushroom science guy in the Hilton said that boiling temperatures destroy the beta glucans. Is that true? So this is a good question, and one of the problems is, or one of the situations is that if you use Ganoderma, whole Ganoderma, or you use Ganoderma in the preparations, then it's important to realize that there are so many constituents in Ganoderma. So there are triterpenes, there are polysaccharides, there are amino acids, and there are many other conditions, other constituents as well. So the problem is that yes, it's possible that boiling may destroy some of the beta-glucans, but boiling is how Ganoderma has traditionally been used, has been traditionally extracted, that is Ganoderma and water, and it basically you don't look at just one constituent, the beta-glucans. We look at the whole symphony of ingredients. So Ganoderma works not because it has beta-glucans, it's because it has triterpenes over 100, it has numerous polysaccharides, amino acids, and it also has other constituents as well. So how is Ganoderma best used to enhance sleep? Is Ganoderma helpful in treating pediatric issues? So I particularly don't use Ganoderma very much with healthy kids, but if a kid had asthma or the patient or the practitioner wanted to try alternative remedies first rather than strong anti-asthma medications, I would consider using the cortisone formula. For that, I'm going to put that this chart back up on the case. Somebody asked me about treating brain tumors being treated with chemotherapy. So I may not get to all the questions, and that's a better question to ask in a case history. So I invite you to consult or send me an email with the tongue and pulse information and case history, and we'll answer that question about treating the brain cancer when we get the email. I'm interested in the therapeutic difference between alcohol and water extractions. I'm so glad you asked that question. So remember I said that there are many preparations and we don't know if they work or how they work. That would include alcohol tinctures. That would include these P90X high-tech mushroom ingredients, supplements. That would include mycelium products. That would include the spore products or spore oil products. So in general, what we want to do is we want to use the health concerns products or the whole mushroom extracts. Okay, so what kind of extraction or preparation methods do you use in Ganoderma in your products? So pretty much what we do at Health Concerns is we use we simmer the ingredients for a long period of time, making sure that we have the right ingredient to begin with, which is the red Ganoderma Lucidum product. So again, if we're just using mycelium, it doesn't have the same constituents as the full mushrooms. So as far as I know, we may be one of the few companies in the United States to produce the medicinal mushrooms in the United States to use the correct starting material, which is the red Ganoderma fruiting body, and then we cook it a simmer technique over long periods of time with the other ingredients in the formula. Somebody asked me again about the efficacy of Ganoderma spores versus the whole mushroom. So let me say this, the Ganoderma spores are just like the seeds, right? So that has a different medicinal effect. When we're talking about the immune modulating lung health and chronic fatigue effects in these conditions, we're talking about the health concerns formula or the whole mushroom itself, not an extract like the spores. So the spores might work, we just don't know if they work and how they work. Ganoderma in tandem with other Chinese herbs. So bottom line is that in some situations, like in Japan, Ganoderma is used more as a food therapy. And these days people use very expensive, very pure preparations. And typically these preparations cost the equivalent of over $100 US a bottle. And so some of these products are, they're almost always a powdered or a powdered extract of Ganoderma that they use in Japan. And in some cases, they actually make an alcohol extract of the powder of the Ganoderma first and then spray it onto a powder and then a water decocted as well. The problem with those formulas is they're very good, very high quality, but they get into the area of drugs and they're very, very expensive. So as far as I know, they're not approved as medicinal agents in the United States right now. So Ganoderma in Japan is typically used by itself. In China, it's typically used, Ganoderma and Ganoderma formulas are typically used as part of TCM. So what I'm advocating is that at the very least you use Ganoderma formulas in the form of either power mushrooms or courtesan, or if you want to do it yourself, grind up the whole mushroom for about 8 to 12 hours, simmer it, and then take that, but I would also combine that with a TCM formula. So my mentor, Dr. Fung, would use a Ganoderma in the clinic, and he would always use it in conjunction. He would typically use about 12 grams a day in conjunction with other ingredients such as astragalus, ginseng, codonopsis, schizandra, wawaitsa, these type of ingredients. Let's see. Is Ganoderma known as turkey tail mushroom? Turkey tail mushroom is a separate mushroom. It's known as Coriolis in the West, and that's a separate ingredient. And if you're interested in that, the first webinar that we did and then the CE continuing education webinar, we go through all the mushrooms and how they work. But these are two different mushrooms. Both of them are used for the immune system. We've talked a lot about a certain amount about chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. So how do they work? It's because that they have, if you use a whole mushroom preparation like the health concerns, there are all these triterpenes, polysaccharides, amino acids, and other constituents that are known to affect the immune system. And it's basically our clinical experience in the 80s which showed that you can use these ingredients with autoimmune conditions. Can you take medicinal mushrooms during a course of chemo? And the answer is absolutely yes. Some cases that the person's too sick right after a chemotherapy treatment to use power mushrooms or medicinal mushroom combination. But generally the next day or a couple of days later, it would be helpful to help people with cancer with medicinal mushrooms. So I've had a number of people using either power mushrooms or cortisone, and the doctor goes, I just can't believe that your immune system is so much better. You're able to complete the course of chemotherapy. And then the doctor usually says, what are you using? Oh, don't tell me what you're using. Just keep on doing it. So unfortunately, part of my 30-year quest to see if medicinal mushrooms can cure cancer, one of the things I found out that particularly Western doctors like oncologists are fantastically uninterested in something, a natural product for cancer that actually works. That's a long political discussion that I think I'll try to avoid. How could Ganoderma help restore a patient suffering from burnout? So basically there are all these ways that Ganoderma works in the body. Basically, now if you use it, if somebody really has burnout, I would actually recommend cortisone, because cortisone contains cordyceps, which basically helps strengthen the HPA axis, the hypothalamus pituitary axis. And then it also is very, very good for the replenishing the adrenal system. That's cordyceps. But in the context of Ganoderma and burnout, Ganoderma is also anti-inflammatory. So oftentimes when people are burned out, they're in high inflammatory states. And they also have very poor oxygen utilization. So this formula helps with the oxygen utilization as well. So the cortisone in particular would be a great herb if your client is suffering from burnout. Somebody asked again, is tincturing better than powdering Ganoderma? Again, what I would recommend is using the health concerns formulas, because they are, we use the type of Ganoderma that's been researched. Similarly, there's very little research that tincturing is effective at all for Ganoderma. Many of the polysaccharides found in Ganoderma are not soluble in alcohol, which is one of the main reasons why I'm against tincturing of Ganoderma. So it's probably not harmful, it's just a waste of money. And even if you took these products and you wanted to get the most of it, you'd be taking several ounces a day, which most of us can't afford. And then it basically has an effect on rheumatoid arthritis because it's anti-inflammatory, and then it may help to alter the RA antibodies as well. So those are the questions that have been submitted in advance. Now I want to take a few questions that have come in more recently. For allergies, are either of these formulas safe during pregnancy or lactation? So I guess this person missed Andrew's class, Herb 101 class. We basically don't recommend any Chinese herbs during pregnancy. And that's basically for liability reasons. So, and remember, from a Western context, many pregnancies result in miscarriages, and there are cases where people took an herb, had a miscarriage, and then sued their practitioner, even though there was no evidence that the product actually caused the miscarriage. So we don't use any herbal products, particularly not Chinese herbs, in pregnancy. In terms of lactation, yeah, you could use Ganoderma preparations, but remember that the baby's going to get some of that breast milk, so you want to monitor both the mom and the baby. Is Cortisone safe for somebody with atrial fibrillation and chronic kidney disease? Okay, so Cortisone is absolutely safe for somebody with chronic kidney disease. You do want to make sure you're monitoring the client. You want to make sure that you're taking an effective dosage. Now, for atrial fibrillation, there's a lot of politics involved. I would not use Cortisone instead of Coumadin or medications used for atrial fibrillation. What I might consider doing is using this as an adjunct for somebody that has chronic heart disease or atrial fibrillation. Let's see, mushrooms, certain mushrooms may absorb radiation. We get all our mushrooms from China, not Japan, so that's not an issue. Okay, so I want to just wait a moment. I think there's one more question coming in. So I do want to answer that, and I do want to go over some tips about using Ganoderma before we break for the day. So somebody asked me about the last question of the day is, what about autoimmune diseases such as Hashimoto's? So yes, we do use power mushrooms and Cortisone with certain autoimmune diseases. They're more like conditions such as rheumatoid arthritis, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia. We may consider using a Ganoderma formula for somebody that has Hashimoto's, but it's not the main therapy. There's other herbs and in some cases other Western therapies that are used for Hashimoto's thyroiditis. And then for people that have issues with the HPA axis and adrenals, the best formula would be the Cortisone formula. So I wanted to just review some of the tips that I found based upon my 30 years experience. So particularly with Ganoderma, we want to use this in a formula. And one of the reasons we want to use this in a formula is that it can be a little bit difficult to digest. And so if I have a client that has irritable bowel syndrome, heartburn, inflammatory bowel disease, I would not use Ganoderma first off. I would balance their digestive system first, and then mid to long-term therapy, I might consider Ganoderma as one ingredient among many. But it can be a little bit difficult to digest. This is both the health concerns formulas and the true whole button mushrooms. Again, the identity is important. Again, 90 to 95% of the worldwide research is done on the red Ganoderma lucidum. So identification is very important. There's very little evidence that suggests any kind of tincture or mycelium product. I would say at least 50 to 80% of the products that I've seen on the market are mycelium products. And if you want to use mycelium products, I've talked about the dosage. It's about 20 grams twice a day as the powdered mycelium. It's a lot of dosage, and it's just unclear how well that works. The processing is very, very important. Again, we don't take half an aspirin and then decoct it for 6 hours. We basically take two aspirin, and then we swallow it with a glass of water for it to be effective. In the same way, all the research is done on these fruiting body, the whole red reishi fruiting body mushrooms. And so we select that to begin with, and then we're typically simmering these ingredients together with the other ingredients over a pretty long period of time. That's how we're processing them. Similarly, if you want to get the same effect at home, you take your whole Ganoderma mushroom, making sure that you've identified it well. That's the correct species. I would not use a mycelium, just the whole buttons. And then you need to cook it for 8 to 12 hours, simmer it for a long period of time. That's because the cell wall is so dense and fibrous that it basically needs a lot of cooking to break it down. The dosage is very important. So if you're using whole mushrooms, you want to use 20 or 30 grams a day. That's about 1 ounce. The health concerns formulas are typically 6 to 9 tablets a day. So in real situations, like somebody's actively dealing with cancer, we may have them take half a teaspoon to 1 teaspoon a day in a medicinal smoothie, and then we might have them take either power mushrooms or Cortisone, 6 to 9 tablets between meals in addition. There are many advantages of the traditional preparations, like in health concerns. The research is done on these traditional, about 90 to 95% of the research is done on traditional preparations. In Japan and China, although they do use some of these high-tech formulas, all the most of the research is done on the traditional preparations. So we know the indications of the traditional preparations. We know the side effects. We know the safety of the traditional preparations. We just don't know if these tinctured mycelium spore products work and how much of them you have to take to get an effect. But dosage is very, very important, and I urge you when you see your next patient to really make sure you're monitoring the dosage, because what I've noticed in my 30 years experience with cancer patients is that it's not uncommon for you to take patient comes to you for a consultation, you might recommend a mushroom formula, and then come to find out that they're taking 20 different supplements and they don't get around to taking the medicinal mushroom formula. So when I have people that come to me that have cancer or an immune disorder, I say, are you willing to take 9 tablets a day of power mushrooms or cordyceps? And if they say no, I'll say, well, mushrooms are not the best thing for you then. If you're willing to do what it takes, then I'm willing to dispense it and you can get good results. But the good results may mean to get those great results with Reishi or Ganoderma, you have to make sure you're starting with the proper material, that it's processed correctly, and that you're using the correct dosage. Okay, so this, in summary, one of the things that I like about medicinal mushrooms is that you can combine modern research and ancient wisdom, which is the whole reason we're in business. And the whole reason I started studying medicinal mushrooms 30 years ago and going to the clinics, going to the factories, going to the organic farms, is to really investigate this ingredient to find out how well it works. And I found out, yeah, it sure does work if you use the right starting material at the right dosage. One of the things that's unique about Health Concerns is our knowledge of American patients. So I really started Health Concerns in order to help Americans with Chinese herbal medicine, and we've helped, you know, hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people. And part of it's because we have very high quality ingredients, but also important is we know how to treat these American patients as well. Our goal at Health Concerns is to be the partner in your practice. That's why we have high-quality formulas and also high-quality education materials like the webinar that you're listening to. If you do have a follow-up question about a client, a patient, or medicinal mushrooms, you can contact us at 1-800-233-9355, extension 105, or if it's more of a case history, herbalist, H-E-R-B-A-L-I-S-T, at healthconcerns.com. Basically, very shortly, you should be expecting into your inbox post-webinar notes and specials. Specials might come sooner. The post-webinar notes take a little bit of time for my colleagues to communicate and collate the information. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you online.